Wiley Publishing, in association with Imagine That Studios and Binary Studios, presents.
Do a podcast?
Do you want to do a podcast, Serena?
Okay.
Okay.
Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Going above and beyond, Podcasting for Dummies. With your hosts, T. Morris and Chuck Tomasi.
Am I starting this one?
You're starting this one.
Okay.
Podcasting pros, baby.
Hello.
We're gonna leave that in.
Shh. Well, I'm trying to go, but you keep talking.
Don't worry, I won't interrupt.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another. Shut up! Welcome to another episode of Podcasting for Dummies. That person who keeps interrupting me on the other end is T. Morris. Say now you can talk.
Now I can talk. Oh, now I can talk. Oh, okay, that's great. That's awesome. Yeah, we're podcasting professionals. Can't you tell?
Your podcast can be as polished or as rough as you like it. That's the beauty of this game.
And we like it both ways.
Careful.
And sitting careful. And sitting all the way in Phoenix, Arizona over there, that is...
I'm Chuck Tomasi, and we want to talk to you today about analytics, because this seems to be such an interest for new podcasters, and... I don't know. I'm a little bit of a disinterest after a while.
Analytics, my old friend.
Now, we've mentioned a number of times in the Podcasting for Dummies book that if you're getting into podcasting to be a rock star and to gain followers, you're doing it for the wrong reason. Do it for
danger.
The passion.
Danger.
Yeah.
Danger. It's in danger.
You want to do this because it's fun, because you have a passion about something that you want to share. And understanding the analytics is fun, and there are a number of ways you can do that. So we're going to give you just the 10,000, maybe even the 50,000 foot overview of what you should look for in analytics, where you can get that information. And a lot of it has to do with your hosting provider.
Right. Right. So first off, the reason why you would want to even access analytics is maybe you're not doing this for you. Maybe you're doing this for your job. Maybe you're doing this for your for a client who is concerned about the numbers. Yes, it's great bragging rights it's great bragging rights to be the number one podcast in anything. And right now the only measure that we have is the iTunes leaderboard. When you get there and they go, here are the most listened podcasts, here are the most subscribed to podcasts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the question is, what do I pay attention to? And when it comes to, so I think what we should do is we should break it down into three things. Some people look at analytics from a subscriptions point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Some people look at analytics from a downloads point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Apple's new, analytics feature that actually tells you how people are listening and how much they are listening.
Which is very similar to what you'd find with like YouTube analytics.
Yes,
what's the average duration somebody was listening? You know, oh, I have a 10-minute video and they listen to 2 minutes and 43 seconds. That's your average length. Okay, why are people falling off? How can we fix this? When you gain those insights, it's a lot more powerful message. And like you said, if you're doing this for your day job, I happen to be in marketing. Imagine that after all these years of technical job, they like to know, how are we doing? How much audience do we have? Are we getting to the right audience? Is this the right demographic that we should be shooting for? It's a whole different game than just step up to the mic and shout out what's
fun.
Go
for it.
Yep.
Right. And so let's talk a little bit about the pros and cons of each of these, why they matter, but also where these analytics may fall short. And that's the way I wanted to approach this this topic, was from a very honest perspective. I mean, Chuck and I have both said, repeatedly, that analytics are nice, but they're not gospel.
They can be misconstrued.
Yeah, it's very construed and it's very flawed. It's a bit like Nielsen ratings. To go to the touchstone of geekdom. Firefly was canceled after one season.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't mean it was a bad show. It just meant that, quote unquote, it didn't have the ratings to support it. Same thing with a recent one. If you've been watching the headlines, there was a TV show called The Expanse.
Yep.
It got canceled after three seasons. It wasn't a bad show, but they were saying the ratings didn't support it. But the ratings were good enough for Jeff Bezos to lift up the couch cushions and go, oh, here's a couple million. We'll take it. And we're going to get season four now because of that.
I want to go to his house and look through the couch.
Yeah, me too. So let's look at first subscriptions. Why are you would think subscriptions would be the meat and potatoes of it. You know, you can't get around subscriptions. Yes, subscriptions are a great way to track analytics to see how many people you have subscribed to your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
However, as we've talked about in the book, as we've talked about on this podcast, there are different ways to listen to podcasts. And sometimes you don't necessarily have to listen nowadays. You do not have to listen or subscribe to a podcast to listen to it.
Right.
You may listen to one episode. You may go and listen to another episode and you can play it right through the browser. Right,
you could play
right
through Alexa. You could play it through. Right. You could watch it on YouTube. It doesn't necessarily mean that that person is a subscriber. And Here's the flip side of that. Somebody may be subscribed on multiple devices. So they're not only doing double dipping, they're doing double downloads as well. So I could have my laptop using one tool to subscribe and download and listen. And I've done this in the past. I don't currently do this. My mobile device is also getting another copy. And I always forget to sync things up, but you know, that happens. So it gets very confusing as to who is doing what.
And that is one of the big problems with subscribing is your one and only analytics for podcasts, because not everyone's going to subscribe. And if some people do subscribe, they may subscribe multiple times. So that's going to throw your numbers off. So from subscribes, we go to downloads. Now, downloads is really, really tricky. And to talk about how tricky they can be, let me go on ahead and let me talk about a writer, a very successful writer a very successful writer who was podcasting a trilogy. And his podcast had received over 1 million downloads.
Sounds good.
Now, sounds good so far. Problem is his agent took those numbers to a publisher. Now, this is in the early days of podcasting.
Yeah.
And the agent told the publisher, he's had 1 million downloads of his podcast and he wants to bring his book to print with you all. And he had been podcasting his book, his trilogy. And the publisher, when they saw that he had 1 million downloads, they didn't see 1 million separate downloads. They saw, he's got 1 million listeners.
Yeah, no.
And if he's got 1 million listeners, then here's the deal. You need to sell X amount of books. And these were in six figures.
Yep.
X amount of books within the first month of the book being released. And if you do that, we'll go on ahead and we'll do parts 2 and 3 of your trilogy.
Now that was downloads for all three books, all of the chapters. So you got to do a little math there and figure out three chapters.
And wait, you're also missing this too. And you're missing special downloads that he offered, whether they were behind the scenes, audio files, PDF files, and syndication. Because people were syndicating his episodes. That was an additional download. And with all those numbers, he racked up 1 million downloads. And 1 million of anything is really impressive.
Yeah.
But if you're pitching it the wrong way, if you are spinning those numbers the wrong way, downloads is going to be even fuzzier than subscriptions. Because especially when people are syndicating your work, that's an additional download. I know for a fact during this author's podcast, I received 10 downloads of the same file.
What?
Because people were syndicating it.
Oh.
And so that's what I mean. Downloads is also a very dangerous sort of game to play. Now we get to Apple's new one, and I don't know a lot about it. Maybe you know more about it, Chuck, about how long people have been listening. Yeah. You said it was similar to YouTube.
That's as far as I know that it has. Again, the risk with that is the listener has to subscribe through the Apple Podcast application. And that's
your first problem.
That's a minority now. I mean, that used to be the thing, was people used iTunes to get their podcast. That's not the big player anymore. So, you know, a small percentage, would it be a proxy for what people they're doing? Perhaps. But again, it's very tricky to get your head around all of these analytics. Yes, there's an advantage to saying the people who are listening through Apple Podcasts get this far into my show or have listened to the whole thing. They've listened to so many episodes. There's I'm not familiar with all the details that are there, but I know it's a deeper analytical look at how you're doing and what they're doing, because it's not just my client looks at your RSS feed, says there's a new episode and downloads it, and I do whatever I want with it. Sometimes it's nothing. You know, there are many podcasts that I get backlogged and go, you know what? I'm not listening to this show that comes out once a week. It's a news show, and I'm not listening to stuff from September of 2016 or 17 or 8. You know, it's like, I got to catch up.
And on top of that, there's that huge caveat. It has to be done through the Apple iTunes, right. Apple podcast app. And in all fairness to Apple, I think because of the wonkiness of the podcast app, which isn't anything new, people are now looking as we've talked about different ways and different apps. I've heard a lot of people talk about Overcast, but the most popular way that I've heard people of late, at least, and these are in my circles, that I hear people listening to podcasts, Spotify. And apparently Spotify is making it even more accessible to podcasters to get on there. I know with Libsyn, it's just throw a switch and boom, you're on Spotify. But that is something I really want to investigate.
Well, and you mentioned Libsyn. You can get some analytics out of Libsyn as well.
Oh, yeah.
But again, I think we mentioned this in the book. You have to be careful about what those numbers represent.
So when it comes to analytics, and I don't say this just for podcasting. I say this across the board for social media. The thing that you always want to have in a higher demographic is engagement.
Yeah.
And one thing that I have noticed in podcast analytics is that that's becoming more and more of a thing, engagement. Now, what is engagement defined as? Well, engagement is defined as someone subscribing to your podcast, someone actually listening to your podcast on the website. Now, do they listen to the whole thing? Maybe, maybe not. But the point is they're engaging with it, or they call the voice line, or they click links in the accompanying show notes.
Mm-hmm.
That engagement, that to me is a hard number that you can bring to people and say, this is how people are engaging with us. And if that engagement number is high, that means you're getting quality. You're getting quality traffic as opposed to quantity traffic. Now, the downside of engagement, let's say you have a really huge podcast episode. Let's say it garners 2,000 downloads or 2,000 listeners, right? The engagement may be lower than a previous podcast where you only had 250 people actually engaging and listening to the podcast. Question is, why is that? Well, it's basic math. If you have a larger audience, your post and everything involved with it and the podcast itself and people engaging with that podcast, more people are going to have to engage to get the higher number than if 250 people listen and, right. and engage with the post. So that's sort of the give and take of engagement. But I've always leaned on engagement as being the definitive, this is how we know the podcast is working, mm-hmm. because people are responding to it. And then, of course, there's physical engagement. You get voicemail, you get email, you get stuff like that. That stuff, I think, is gold. That is just gold. And that's why you always hear people asking, hey, if you like the podcast, drop us a voicemail, drop us an email, drop us a review on iTunes. We're always about that because that is physical engagement that you can't get around and that we as podcasters feed off of.
Yep.
And that's how you know, I think, at least I feel that from an analytics perspective, you know, your podcast is working because now people are responding to it, not just on the engagement analytic, but also in the physical interaction between you, the host, and them, the audience.
Yeah. Even one step further would be call for a meetup, you know, we'll be doing another episode on this, but if I hey, you know, Chuck and Craig are going to be at Dragon Con on Labor Day weekend in Atlanta. We're doing a live show, blah, blah, blah. Come on out and see us. There's your evidence right there if it's working or not. How many people are in the audience?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even if, and it does feel lonely. It does. And I think that's part of the reason why we have people that go into analytics so deeply, because it sometimes feels like you are speaking in a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in those unknown moments when I'll be streaming or I'll be watching someone else on Twitch, and they go, yeah, when I'm on the treadmill, I listen to T's podcast. And that's when I go, oh, thank God.
You know, yeah, I do the same thing. I met somebody in real life who said, hey, I listened to the Topic is Trek podcast that we started while we were writing the book last summer.
Right. Like, right.
There's one.
There's one. I got one. So in closing, Chuck, what would you have to say about analytics? Just, you know, on a broad brush scale, what would you say about it?
Just like stock portfolios, don't invest in just one analytic. Have a diverse portfolio. Look at your downloads. Look at your subscribers. Consider the engagement that you're getting physically and virtually, and take that all into a broader picture. If you want, you make a spreadsheet and you start charting these things. If you want to get that analytical about how you're doing, don't just put all your money and go, hey, well, this site says my subscriptions have gone down 10%. I'm thinking of quitting. That may not be the right answer.
Could be just one dude. Could be just one dude that said, yeah, I don't have time for this podcast. Click and you're done. Don't pay attention to that. Pay attention. Lean more on the positive.
Oh, that's a good point too. I think we talked about feedback at one point. Is don't let the negative feedback in, but that's a whole different topic for another show.
Yeah.
yeah. Focus on the positive is very, very true.
So thank you very much, everybody, for listening. Remember, you can find out more about everything we're up to on our website, podcastingfordummies.com. Remember, you can also find us on social media just about everywhere. You can find us on Facebook at Podcasting for Dummies. You can find us at PFD Authors, both on Twitch and Instagram. We got to get on that Instagram. I've been slipping on that. We also have voicemail, 703-791-1701. See, this is the part where we tell you to give us a call and talk to us and tell us what you think of the show.
Have we guilted them enough?
I hope so. Because if you don't call us, you know, we might just quit because of our analytics. You can also drop us an email over at pfdauthors@gmail.com. And remember, folks, that Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast, is protected by a non-commercial, no-derivative, share-alike United States 3.0 license. You can find out more about that license at creativecommons.org. So, you know, going back to accessories, I think my bell is on its last leg. I might have to give the bell a bit of a replacement. So on, well, I'm not going to say on behalf of Chuck, because Chuck's right here.
Hey, but hey, on behalf of me.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Pod on.